President Bush continued his telephone diplomacy today. He's trying to drum up support for a military attack on Iraq, and this morning he called several world leaders, including UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. Later, he went to Detroit, where he met with Canadian Prime Minister Jean Chrétien. The discussions were supposed to focus on trade and cross-border security, but the president also made his case for urgent action in Iraq. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Detroit.
There were big smiles and humorous asides from President Bush and Prime Minister Chrétien as they stood on a podium at the busiest border crossing between Canada and the United States. Overhead, a constant stream of cars and big rig trucks rumbled across the Ambassador Bridge, linking Detroit to Windsor, Ontario. The two leaders praised the launch of a new system designed to keep the border secure without hampering the $1 billion of daily trade between the two countries. President Bush said the new system, called Free and Secure Trade, addresses a common challenge to both countries.
America and Canada face new threats to our security. It's the new reality of the 21st century, and we can't forget that. And some of those threats must be stopped at our borders. This great and peaceful border must be open to business, must be open to people, and it's got to be closed to terrorists and criminals.
But despite the friendly words and the scorching 90-degree weather, there's a slight chill between the neighbors over the issue of Iraq. That was obvious by what the two men didn't say. The president ignored reporters' questions on Iraq, and neither leader mentioned the subject during their speeches. Over the past week, Chrétien has made it clear that Canada is not willing to sign on to any preemptive military strike against Iraq without more evidence that Baghdad is developing weapons of mass destruction. Chrétien said in private the president pressed his case for urgent action, but didn't ask Canada for any commitments.
At this moment, there is no plan that has been given to me by the president and no request for Canadian to participate.
Chrétien would prefer that UN weapons inspectors resume their work in Iraq rather than launch military strikes against the country. But Chrétien says he knows Iraqi President Saddam Hussein is dangerous, so he's willing to listen to any new information. And Chrétien promised to listen to what Bush has to say in his address to the United Nations on Thursday.
My position is I want him to go and have an international coalition, convince others through the United Nations. We'll see on Thursday what he has to say.
And while he didn't say anything in public about it during his trip to the U.S.-Canada border, the president's determination to resolve the Iraq issue seemed to creep into today's speech about border security.
I do not need a bunch of rules and regulations trying to micromanage the process. I want the ability to be able to look the American people in the eye and say, I'm doing everything, or we're doing everything we can to protect you.
President Bush hopes to have better luck with other world leaders as he pushes his case for military action against Iraq in the lead-up to his UN address. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Detroit.